In my former professional career as a teacher and as a school person, I remember that we hosted a program for bat mitzvah girls. And we brought in different speakers to talk to the girls to try to inspire them with a message. And we went with many different speakers over the years. We had men, we had women, we had rabbis, we had doctors, we had therapists. We really had a lot of variety in who came to speak to the girls. And one year, we had a professional educator, someone who was excellent in high school, and we asked her to speak to these sixth grade girls and deliver them a message that would resonate as bat mitzvah girls that could really make a difference in their lives. And she shared what I thought was such a profound and deep idea by Nechama Leibowitz. Nechama Leibowitz asks, what exactly is Rachel saying? When Rachel says, Yaakov, give me children or I'm dead, what is she trying to say? And more than that, what is Yaakov's response? Hatachar Elokim Anochi? Am I God? Am I the one that prevented you from kids? I'm not the one that prevented you from having kids. It was God that prevented you from kids. Go talk to him. What are you talking to me? The line seems so insensitive. So what's Rachel really asking? Nechama Leibowitz would suggest the following. What Rachel was saying is, I have a vision. And that vision is what I am supposed to be. You know what I'm supposed to be? I am supposed to be a mom. I'm supposed to care for children. I'm supposed to raise children. And I am supposed to bring the next generation out. That's what she says. And Yaakov is saying, that might be your picture. But sometimes you have to recognize that God's picture and your picture don't necessarily match. And if your picture and God's picture don't match, then it's a conversation you have to take up with God and ask God what the deal is with that. But Nechama Leibowitz points out that part of the discussion and part of what she really needs to hear is that just because we envision something one way doesn't necessarily mean that God envisions it that way. And we will be disappointed if we insist that our picture is what prevails. Do you know what was so powerful about that speech? What was so powerful about that speech was it was coming from someone who was a little bit older and hadn't found her shidduch just yet. And I think that there was within there the message of, I know it's hard. And you don't think that I can relate to the message of Rachel? I can. But what God is saying to us is just have to recognize that just because you have a vision doesn't necessarily mean that I agree with that vision or that the time is there for that vision to happen just yet. And so God says, you gotta wait, or you have to daven, or you have to accept, or some combination of all three of those. But we have to recognize that saying that I want it sometimes is just not enough. And it's a real tough philosophical one to swallow. There are certain things that we assume are my rite of passage. Assume that certain things are going to happen. I'm going to get married. I'm going to have kids. My kids are going to give me nachas. Yeah, those are things that we hope for. We even dream of. But they don't necessarily happen quite the way we envision them. There is a certain acceptance of what we get is from God. And as so many children's kids' books write, get what you get, you don't get upset. Perhaps that's really the message that's being shared by Yaakov Avinu. Have a great day.